lips and in your heart the word of faith that we proclaim. Right here with us all the time. Too often, like Martha in our gospel story, we get distracted by so many other things, worries, duties, and cares. We lose sight of that one thing that is needful. Lose sight of that hope that is ours in Christ Jesus. A hope that's there all the time, has been there throughout all generations. We need to be still, like Mary, to be still and know I am God, as the Lord says in the Psalms. Be still and see the mystery of God's love given to us, His care unfolding before us in so many ways. It's right in front of us. The word of faith and hope that the Spirit has placed within us and around us. When we read these letters in the New Testament, we're not always sure what it is that Paul is addressing that's been going on in those churches there, because we only have one side of the conversation in front of us. Kind of a minor mystery. We have to figure out what he's talking about, what those folks in those churches were doing and saying at the time that he wanted to address there. But from what Paul writes here, we can have a pretty good idea what was going on in that church in Colossae. It seems that there were those there who were drawing people away from the clear word of God, from that sure and certain hope that we have in Christ Jesus, distracting them with all kinds of other things, of confusing teachings about the world, about Jesus, about what was required of them. They were being told that the world was an evil place without hope. They needed to separate themselves, cut themselves off from the world around them. They were being told that God had imparted a secret wisdom known only to the select few. It was too complicated for the masses to comprehend. They were being told in order to receive this secret wisdom, they had to perform all kinds of great acts of devotion, keep themselves pure from the evils of the world, and so on. These were, we can pretty much discern what was being taught to the Colossians from what Paul is saying to them in his letter. In a way, it reminds me of the Pokemon game from a few years ago that was popular a few years back. A digital game that you could get on your smartphone. People playing it would hold their cell phones in front of them, oblivious to the world around them, separating themselves from the world, you might say. And they were looking for Pokemons. Pokemons that only they could see on their phone when they had the proper app on there. Invisible to the rest of us, like some kind of secret wisdom. And the goal was to use that secret wisdom, that secret app they had on their phone, to collect those Pokemons and win the game, whatever that meant. Now, of course, that was just a game, a silly game. But what was going on in Colossae was more than a game. They were in danger of abandoning the hope that they'd been given in Christ Jesus because of what they had in front of them, distracting them from the true word and promise of God in Christ. They were living in a confusing, dangerous world, to be sure, as we are. And they were turning to a false hope, a false gospel, one that promised to help them sidestep all the sorrows and troubles and sins of the world, taking them out of this complicated, sinful world in some way, giving them all some confusing things that they needed to do, complicated things they needed to come to terms with there, so they could be freed from the troubles of the world. But the hope we have in Christ Jesus is not in somehow separating ourselves from the sorrows or troubles or sins of the world. It doesn't come to us in denying the reality of all of that. But our hope lies in the one who faced all of that, who took all of it upon himself for our sake, and gave us the strength to face it as well, honestly and squarely. All the realities of the troubles and sorrows of this life, with the assurance that Christ can bring us through it all. Not around it, not over it or under it, but not denying the reality of it all, but bringing us through it all, from death to life. That's the hope we have. And it's been in front of us all the time. Even in this world of sorrows and troubles and sin, we have the signs of God's grace and forgiveness and love right there. In the wonder and beauty of the world around us that he's made. And the acts of love and compassion and care that we're able to share with one another. And the greatest wonder and mystery of all, the wonder of Jesus suffering and death for our sake. When we take time to be still, consider all that God has done for us, it's really no mystery at all where our hope lies. It lies in our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. The only real mystery is why. Why? Why would God do that? And those mystery shows, one of the things that they always have to figure out is the motive. Why did this person do this? Why? Why would God do such amazing things for us? Why would he send his Son, our Lord Jesus, to offer his life for ours? And the only answer comes to us in that phrase, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. That's the only motivation, the only motive that there is, the love of God. It's really not an explanation. It's really not an answer, but it's a deeper mystery, the deepest mystery of all. The mystery of God's love for this broken world. His love for each and every one of us. You can't explain it. You can't fully understand it. You can only receive it in faith, in thanksgiving, in joy, and praise. May we take time to be still and to contemplate that mystery of God's love for us. Seek to share that love with one another. Amen. Now with the peace of God which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Next hymn then is, O Master, Let Me Walk With You. To rise as we offer our confession before the Lord. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
We believe in him and are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us.
In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, rejoice. Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, by the power of your Spirit, grant us knowledge of your will, a right understanding of your word, and wisdom in following Christ Jesus, so that we may in all times and places have eyes to see our neighbors and courage to serve them in your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Life-giving God, who made the sun, moon, and stars, you give light and warmth to all creatures. Help us to be good neighbors to those who live in places of extreme heat that need to find relief or cool refreshment. We pray particularly for those among your children who are most vulnerable, the elderly, the sick, and young children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of peace, be present through the labors of relief workers and peacekeepers to protect and care for those who live in places where war or violence is a daily reality. Help community and national leaders to strive for justice and peace in all places. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate God, grant comfort and consolation to those who live with uncertainty and anxiety. Be the healing balm of reconciliation for those suffering broken relationships and the strength for those who are ill or suffering. We particularly pray for Marsha Harms, Leroy and Margaret Quam, Samia Nelson, Pam Hammond, and others we name before you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our final hymn is Abide With Us, Our Savior. And serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.